First, though, well, how about checking out a little new music from a great friend of the show?
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling.
Well, with apologies to our friend, the late David Cassidy, man, I love that version of I Think I Love You. It's part of a wonderful new EP featuring our next guest, producer, director, writer, musician, artist, indie record label CEO, the multi-talented John Caffiero of Osaka Pop Store with us. John, welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's great to be back with you, Rich.
Oh, man, Ear Candy, the new EP, is so terrific. What was the inspiration for this?
It really is this kind of theory that I have, or feeling that I have, that there was a kinship between Osaka Pop Star and artists like the Partridge Family, the Archies, and the Monkees, in that those other artists may be completely different stylistically and dynamically from what I do with Osaka Pop Star, but we have a kinship in that they, like I reach to do, is to go beyond the confines of the average band and create a universe of their own and exist in a universe of their own while simultaneously existing in our own universe. And that's something I've always strived to do with Osaka Pop Star, and so I thought it would be fun to take some original material, specifically the single Lost and Found, and then do some punk versions of Partridge Family, I Think I Love You, Archie's Sugar Sugar, Monkeys, All of Your Toys, and kind of tie it all together and connect the dots for this fun EP.
Well, and what's great is they all sound fresh and new, and when you put them on this EP with that original song, Lost and Found, you make them all Osaka Pop Star songs.
Thank you so much. That was really the hope and the intention, and it's a high bar to reach, because those songs, Sugar Sugar, I Think I Love You, and even All of Your Toys, I mean, they're pop masterpieces and they're timeless. So I'm honored that you liked them to the extent that you did, and thank you so much for your kind words.
Well, you've got some great musicians working with you on this as well. Can you talk about some of the folks who've contributed?
Sure, absolutely. Well, in addition to producing, I'm the vocalist and the mainstay in Osaka Pop Star, and on this record, I have Dean Rispler, who's been in the Dictators, a number of other bands, but a New York performance art rock band that I've always liked called The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black, he had spent some time with, and Dean switches off between bass and guitar on this record, and then I have John Worster, who's known as the drummer in Superchunk, Bob Mould's band, The Mountain Goats, on drums. And he's also been a pleasure to work with and really understands the sound that I'm looking for. And then I also had just on guest backing vocals for two of the tracks, specifically Sugar Sugar and I Think I Love You, an indie rocker named Colleen Green, who's a work that I really like, contributing some backing vocals, because I felt both of those songs called for having a little bit of a female backing vocal element to it. And together, collectively, we've created some ear candy.
Well, you have indeed. It's out right now on Misfit Records in association with Demented Punk. And as always the case with your musical releases, John, there are some great bonuses there. Depending on which version you get with the CD, comes a digital comic book.
Yeah, actually, all the physical versions of Ear Candy come with a download card that includes not only the music, not only a digital booklet, but a 32-page digital comic book, which is the debut issue of a new character and a new ongoing series called Sweetie Candy Vigilante. And Sweetie, the main character in that series, is actually featured on the cover of Ear Candy. And the character is this beautiful, very charming, well-meaning, but unquestionably unhinged, literal candy vigilante. She is a descendant of the mythological Candyman and a long line of candy makers, and she uses her family's proprietary secrets to create these confectionery weapons that literally prove lethal on bad people, but are delicious and sometimes eternally life-changing to good people. And there's even a scene in the first issue, which a variant exclusive of the first issue comes inside of Ear Candy, where Sweetie annihilates a whole troop of bad guys in a bar while listening to Osaka Pop Stars' cover of Sugar Sugar on the jukebox.
That is absolutely awesome.
What a great concept for a character.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. It was actually created by my wife, Suzanne Cafiero, who's a brilliant writer. And she came up with the idea for Sweetie and wrote the series. And I've produced and art directed the book. And it's coming out. It's actually going to be a bi-monthly ongoing comic book series in comic shops, both physically and digitally, worldwide, starting later this fall. We're actually just about to ink a deal with one of the largest indies, who I think is a perfect fit.
Well, that's great. Now, is that associated as well with the animated music video that features Fred Armisen?
In a sense, yes, it is, because Sweetie actually makes a brief appearance in animated form in the animated video for Lost and Found. Lost and Found being the single from Ear Candy, and the fully animated music video does star comedian, musician, and actor Fred Armisen in the lead role in animated form, along with the band and myself. And in addition to all of us, there are cameos from Sweetie Candy Vigilante, the Osaka Pop Star Devil Dogs, the Kawaii Black Metal Trio, which is featured on the interior artwork of Ear Candy, and there are nods to Saturday Morning Serials, and there are also direct nods to the Partridge Family, the Archies, and the Monkees in the music video to kind of bring the whole thing full circle and not only visualize the emotion and the mood of the song and the world of Osaka Pop Star, but the whole vibe of the Ear Candy EP generally.
Who did the wonderful artwork on the CD package, John?
There's a couple of different artists involved. Josh Howard, who's an artist that I've worked with before, is the illustrator who did the front cover artwork. And the back cover artwork was illustrated by Jeff Zornow. Both Josh and Jeff have worked on the Sweetie Candy Vigilante comic book as well. And the back cover was colored by Nea Ruffino, who's an excellent and, in my opinion, probably one of the best, if not the best, colorist in comics today. She's also doing some work on the Sweetie comic book. And the interior artwork was done by Neiman's, who is an English illustrator whose real name is Gary Hall, who I've worked with before and does phenomenal work. So we've got an incredible team of people, and they all created the designs for those specific pieces of illustrations. And then they come to life in the animated music video with a team that I worked with called 50 Monkees, led by Todd Cronin, who's an animator I've worked with many times before. He and his team helped me to bring that whole thing to life.
We're talking with John Cafiero of Osaka Pop Star. The new EP is entitled Ear Candy, and as if that wasn't enough, you've also released recently an all-new expanded edition of Osaka Pop Star and the American Legends of Punk.
Yes. Yeah, the new record was preceded by a new remastered expanded edition of the debut album. It's completely remastered in 24-bit. It's never sounded richer, fuller, and sharper. There's added bonus tracks, including a brand new studio version of Beat on the Brat, the Ramones classic that had never been released before by Osaka Pop Star. Superhero, which was a standalone single, has been added as a bonus track. And there is a brand new mix of the song Where's the Cap'n, which is my ode to my favorite breakfast cereal, Cap'n Crunch.
And you've also reached a partnership as well with Nintendo, and that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, Nintendo really dug some of the animated music videos from Osaka Pop Star and the American Legends of Punk. There was a music video for Wicked World and for Insects. And they actually licensed both of those music videos directly from us and converted them into 3D with a company named Passmore Labs and launched them on the Nintendo 3DS gaming platform, which turned on a whole lot of other, you know, gamers to Osaka Pop Star that might not have heard of us before, and opened another door in the whole world of this and universe of Osaka Pop Star. So that's pretty fun and exciting.
John, when did you first begin working with the Ramones?
I guess in the late 90s, really. In the late 90s, I began working with the Misfits, and shortly after the Ramones, and my role just continued to grow and expand the more that we worked together. But that was a pretty surreal experience, because they, both of them really, were my favorite bands growing up and throughout high school in particular. It's just very strange the way the world works out sometimes.
Well, and you've carved out such a wonderful spot for your music and your art and the work you do with Osaka Pop Star, with Demented Punk and Misfits Records. It's reaching a number of people, and it's bringing, as you mentioned, a lot of different artists together and a lot of different interests together. And it turns out some of these things aren't as dissimilar as you would think.
No, not at all. You know, sometimes there are similarities between the most unlikely of places and the most unlikely of things. And I really enjoy doing that. Everything that I do is genuinely a labor of love. And I try to bring together a lot of different pop culture references and influences that I just am fond of for whatever reason or get inspiration from, and bring them together in the most bizarre ways. And the output is a lot of fun, and I think pretty unique.
Well, you can find Osaka Pop Star on socials, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, of course. The website is osakapopstar.com. The new EP, Ear Candy, is absolutely fantastic. Wonderful covers and a great original tune, Lost and Found. John, congratulations on the great work, and thanks as always for visiting with us.
Oh, thanks so much. It's great to be back with you, Rich and Carrie, and anytime, I'm always happy to be back, and your support is very much appreciated.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye now. John Caffiero with us on Downtown.